This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now.
The Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
This weather's been gorgeous lately, so that's been nice. Well, how was your day yesterday, Hannah?
It was really good. Bear and I, we played outside a lot, and then my whole family, we had dinner like outside on the patio. And usually I'm not one really for that because I'm thinking like, ugh, all the bugs are going to get in my food.
Do you think that? Like, I love eating us. So there's something
but
nice.
It actually was really, really nice. We had some cilantro chicken and rice. It was really, really good.
Nice.
Awesome. Yep. Awesome.
Kevin, you've been using the deck. Did you do anything yesterday?
Yeah, that's kind of what we did. We sat out on the deck before Sarah had to take Jackson in for his saxophone lessons.
Nice.
And just kind of enjoyed the sun.
We ate outside of Chipotle, too. Like, just like eating just like even outside after swim lessons.
I was going to say, you must have been at swim.
Yep, we do swim every Monday, and then my son gets to pick the restaurant. I don't think he's ever not picked Chipotle, and we even ate outside. Yeah,
nice.
AB, what'd you do?
Well, I don't have any chairs or anything outside on my little porch at my apartment, so I sat on the concrete out there for a while.
I was gonna say, I still could see you being out there though. You love being like on a porch.
Yeah. Are you on the, what level are you on?
4.
So it's just like, so you're a little patio, would you call the concrete?
And it overlooks the parking garage.
So that you
it's
do
lovely.
Not have a, you don't have a beautiful view,
right.
But you did
no.
sit outside.
I sat outside on the concrete.
Did it make you want to go get like some patio furniture?
Yes, I've been thinking about it for a while.
A bistro
but
set?
Yeah. I just like can't pull the trigger on anything.
You are the cheapest person ever.
I know.
Why? Is because you're being cheap?
I've sat out there. Yeah.
Okay.
Just get a lawn chair.
Right, I've sat out there on pillows.
Yeah, just go get one of those like old school foldy lawn chairs and just yell at people in the parking garage and throw things at them.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
So in England, this guy was trying to be all tough and macho and rob a convenience store last week. And there was just like women in there. And a 42-year-old woman quickly put a stop to his act as she was buying candy and noticed that this was going down. And she used her fifth degree black belt skills to stop the burglary. And to make it even better, she's also trained in Brazilian jiu-jitsu and boxing. So she took care of it. No problem. You know, this guy thought like, oh, this woman's weak. She showed him very well. There's actually video of it. I've seen it. She kicked his butt without even trying. And when the local police got to the convenience store, they applauded her for it.
What a badass. Like Mr. Miyagi, wax on, wax off,
exactly.
Like sweep the leg, kick him out right away.
I mean, she's got all the degrees in kicking butt.
What a badass. This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Check out their new Empower checking account when you go to togethercu.org/empower.
The polls are open.
All right, let's talk about it since this weather's been so nice. Where if you had a rank spring, now that we have some nice spring weather, where would you put it in the rankings? 1, 2, 3, or 4 in terms of seasons?
Are we talking about real spring?
Real spring.
Okay.
Not this fake spring. Mm-hmm. I know. Everyone is like has trust issues with this weather.
I think I'm going to rank it 2nd. Summer reigns all for me just because I can be at the lake. I can tan every day. I can go on a walk outside every day. I love all those things so, so, so much.
You ranked it ahead of your birthday fall season.
I love October. That's my favorite month of the year.
Yeah.
But that has to be third. Spring, I don't know. This, like, spring feels so good because you're coming out of such, like, cold and depression terribleness that it feels very refreshing.
All right.
Yeah. I would rank spring second, but second to fall.
Second to fall.
Yeah. Yeah, even though my birthday is in winter.
He loves celebrating my birthday.
Yes, I do. I love celebrating Anna's birthday.
Is winter a given four?
Yes.
Okay. No.
Summer is a four for me.
What?
I would go, like the heat, right?
I would go fall, spring, winter, summer.
Wow.
Kevin, you hate driving in the snow.
I was going to say.
Oh, I do. Yes, yes.
Change it to four.
I'll change it to four.
Don't let them bully you.
I think spring is three for me. I think it probably goes summer, fall, spring, winter because my allergies. I get really bad spring allergies.
I never got allergies until I moved to St. Louis, and now I have them really bad. Yes, I would have it three, but I would go fall. I like fall. I feel like it's the first kickoff of the holiday season. And there are points in the summer where it is like really sticky and really nasty.
Yeah.
Where fall, you just get like that perfect like 75 degree weather that you can still do outdoor stuff. You can still do all the walks that Anna was talking about. You're still outside all the time. And then I feel like there's a little bit of like you start to pick some of those like holiday festivities too.
Fall just doesn't last very long.
That's true.
No. That's a good
point. That's what sucks.
It does feel like you get ripped off. You're like, fall. Yeah. It's over. We're in Christmas.
The polls are open.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
2 minutes away from winning those tickets because we're 2 minutes away from running through all the trending stories. I put 2 minutes on the clock and then I just read Hannah headlines and she tells me which ones are interesting to you or basically which ones are interesting to her or not. Like, I have the most popular puppy names of 2025.
What's on the list?
Bear didn't make it. I know you're devastated.
Damn.
Yeah, Bear's one of a kind.
He is. Yeah. He doesn't need to be redone.
Milo at four.
I feel like that's been on the list since the dinosaurs roamed.
Yeah, Charlie at three, Daisy at two, and coming in at number one, actually, by
Biscuit.
A long shot. No, Luna.
Oh.
Dominated Luna. By a long shot, yep. Women try to vandalize her ex's car, but something went terribly wrong.
What could go wrong there?
She got the wrong car.
Oh, no.
Stop.
She thought she egged and spray painted his car, but apparently it was the neighbor's car instead.
You got to know people's license plates.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's the real problem.
You do.
Yep.
Science figured out a new way to cook eggs. Have you tried it?
You know, I'm going to skip because when people get to cooking eggs, they do some freaky stuff. Just do the tradition and you should be good.
All right. 5 years ago today, everything changed.
How?
COVID-19 became a global pandemic.
Yeah. 5 years ago.
To the date. Yeah. Five years ago, the World Health Organization declared COVID-19 a global pandemic. A little bit after that, that's when they kind of shut down everything.
Yeah, really, like a little bit, like boom, the next
March 13th,
day. Yeah. Yep,
business schools, California became the first state to issue a stay-at-home order, and that was on March 19th.
Wow.
That is crazy to think that was five years ago.
It's crazy to hear, like, oh, that was 5 years ago, but I literally don't remember my life before COVID because so much changed.
It does feel like a completely different time, and it just feels like we were staying at home all the time, and like, what? But it feels... like yesterday, but then also like
so long ago.
Yeah. It's the weirdest feeling in the world.
We sound
Brett
so old.
Better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
Amber, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Amber, are you ready to take on Hannah?
I am.
Hannah, are you ready to take on Amber?
Oh, yeah.
All right, both contestants are ready. Hannah, you leave the room. We're going to ask Amber 5 pop culture questions. When Hannah leaves the room, she can't hear the questions or us help you, Amber, because
I'm going to go get my fork for my cottage cheese.
Okay. If you care, Amber, Hannah's going to go get a fork.
Okay.
Yeah, fork off. All right, Amber versus Hannah. 5 pop culture questions. Let's go. Who hosted and was the musical guest making fun of her own movie, The Joker, on Saturday Night Live?
Was it Harley Quinn?
Okay.
Yeah, who plays Harley Quinn?
Oh, my gosh.
I know, you tried to, like, really cheat there, which I really actually appreciate, Amber, and you might get the point anyways, but do you know who plays Harley Quinn?
I cannot think of her name right now.
All right, should we count it? I feel like...
Yeah, sure.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Harley Quinn's good enough. Lady Gaga plays Harley Quinn, Amber.
Perfect.
Sadly, we lost Gene Hackman. He made one of the best sports movies of all time about coaching a small-town Indiana basketball team titled what?
Come on.
Oh, gosh.
Anything that you associate with Indiana?
Really? Honestly, I have no idea.
All right. The Indiana's I have no ideas. I've heard of that before, yeah. Actually. Yep. All right. The winner of Traitors, Dylan Efron, is the brother to which actor? Dylan Efron is the brother to which famous actor?
Oh, my gosh.
Efron.
Afro Man? I have no idea.
Afro Man.
What?
Wow. Good. Okay. All right.
Afro Man.
Zach Afro Man.
I don't even know who Dylan is.
I know that's the brother, but Zach Efron. You ever heard of Zach Efron?
Okay. Yes, I do know Zach.
Yeah. Okay.
She knows Zach.
All right. People think that Anna Kendrick shaded and didn't like working with her co-star in A Simple Favor. Do you know who her co-star is?
I feel like these questions are over my head.
Amber, don't yell at me about the questions, okay? Do you want to phone a friend for this one? You could ask AB, Kevin, or Alex to answer for you.
Okay, let me ask Alex.
All right, let's hear the question.
People think Andrew Kendrick shaded and didn't like working with her co-star in A Simple Favor. Oh, you think you might have chosen the wrong person
right,
here.
Yeah.
I think the other two
I'm
do know
I'm going to choose AB to help you.
I'm now forgetting her last name, but it's Blake.
Okay. Oh my god.
Do you want to ask Kevin for the last name?
Another friend?
Yeah, what's the last name?
It's Blake Lively.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I basically got
it. That counts. All right.
I could have helped.
This is like the group effort. Okay. And then Britney Spears went viral dancing to one of her ex's songs. Do you know who that ex is?
Kevin, but I don't know his last name.
Oh, Kevin Federline? That answer's incorrect.
All right. It's Justin Timberlake. 2 out of 5. We're going to see how Hannah does. Since Amber thought these questions were so hard, let's see how Hannah does, okay?
Hannah's homeschool.
All right. Hannah's back in the room. She went to go get a fork for her cottage cheese, if everyone was wondering what she was doing when she was sitting outside of the room during that song. All right. We asked Amber 5 pop culture questions. What did you think of the questions, Amber?
Well, honestly, they were kind of hard for me, I felt like.
She was very critical
honestly,
of the questions.
Honestly, I just dialed in to you guys, and I wasn't expecting anybody to answer, and I kind of got caught off guard.
Sometimes that happens.
At one point, every single person on the show was playing against you, Hannah, and they needed to collaborate to get a point.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
That's how hard the questions were. They all contributed slightly. All right. First question, who hosted and was the musical guest making fun of her own movie, The Joker, on Saturday Night Live?
Lady Gaga.
That's correct. Gene Hackman. Sadly, we lost. He made one of the best sports movies of all time, coaching a small town basketball team in Indiana titled what? It's a nickname for people,
From Indiana.
From Indiana.
Hoosiers.
Hoosiers! Yeah!
There we go.
Alex was going to be upset with you if you had missed this.
I was going to say Varsity Blues.
Also a great movie, but completely different sport. Winner of Traitors, Dylan Efron, is the brother to which actor?
Zach Efron.
That is correct. Yeah. Yes, you know Zach. All right. People think Anna Kendrick shaded and didn't like working with her co-star in A Simple Favor. This is the question that the entire show had to help Amber on. The entire show contributed.
Oh, Blake Lively.
Blake Lively. Look at Hannah knew it all by herself. And Britney Spears went viral dancing to one of her ex's songs. Which ex made music?
Justin Timberlake.
Justin Timberlake. Hannah went 5 for 5, guys. As tough as those questions were.
Solo, too,
Amber. But you got to say, this is Amber, and I got schooled by Hannah.
This is Amber, and I got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's homeschool.
Mega Minds.
We ask you the Mega Mind question of the day, see if you can get it correct. 40% of adults say they're embarrassed by this, and they blame their parents for it.
Okay, I'll say something that I feel myself. I don't know how to cook.
And you blame your parents?
Mm. I do blame my mom because I just don't come from like a cooking family.
Okay, good answer. Good answer.
I think they're embarrassed by their acne or their skin, and they blame their parents genetically.
You gave me this skin. Yeah. It's a genetic thing they gave them.
Okay, the only thing that I can think of, because this was always a thing in my house, is our lack of flexibility. Because we are all dancers, and my mom was so flexible, but then we blame my dad because he wasn't, and we aren't.
All right. And good answer, I guess. I mean, it's very niche.
Right. The only thing I can think of.
Bone to pick with your dad on the radio, right. But it's cool. 40% of, no one got it correct. 40% of adults say they're embarrassed by this and they blame their parents. Text in your name, maybe your middle name.
That answer's coming our way in two songs.
Mega Minds.
Getting the answer to the Megamind question of the day. 40% of us say that they are embarrassed by this and they blame their parents.
Jeez, this is so personal coming in on the text line for these people. Wow. Danny says being really picky with foods as an adult. Mm. Yes. Teacher Suzanne says your middle name. Cassie says just getting all the bad genes like shortness, needing glasses, etc. while the older siblings got the quote, good genes.
Damn. The movie Twins.
Right.
Teacher Jen says your hair. Hunter says your height. Jules says fighting in public.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Click with the significant other.
Why is that their parents' fault?
Because their parents used to do that.
Yeah, probably caused it. Yeah.
The musician family says your nose or your ears.
It's the middle name.
Really?
40% of adults said they hate their middle name. They're embarrassed by it, and they blame their parents for it.
Really?
Well, you should blame your parents for that.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, this is the reason.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. That would be really hard to hate your middle name.
Yeah.
It's your fault.
Not hard, but like that's sad.
Mega Minds.
All right, I don't know how many phone calls we're going to get on this, and I actually hope we don't get any phone calls, but has anyone ever come home to something strange or scary or eerie happening to your house? Like the doors were open, someone had broken in, someone was in your house. 314-531-9797. 98-98. I hope the only person that had that happen to them is Hannah, because it just happened to Hannah.
Yeah, so my family recently, including myself, we were out of town in Kansas City, and the only person that was back at the house was my nephew. And he called my sister, and he's like, hey, I just got home from my basketball game, and the front door is just wide open. And my sister was like, what? Keep in mind, nobody was home for like at least 5 hours. So
door wide open.
Door wow. just big old wide open. And we were like, oh my gosh.
You guys live in a gated neighborhood? That's
what
very trusting.
Happened? No, yeah. not at all. And so we were really scared.
We don't just leave
scared.
Them unlocked. We leave them open.
Yeah.
yeah, no kidding. And my sister was like, are the TVs on the walls? Like, are yeah. the dogs there? Like, what's happening? Everything was completely fine. But then as my sister was on the phone with my nephew, he was like, oh my gosh, I heard something in the basement.
Oh, is man. He,
whoa.
And he was freaking out. Turns out that he was just like freaking himself out.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I can't even blame him, because, oh my gosh, I would do the same thing. I don't even think I would have gone inside, but he did. And we ended up looking at the Ring footage at the front door. The wind was so strong
it was
flung
really strong
open
that
the front door. It was, yeah, last yeah. week when the wind was crazy.
Oh, that's crazy.
And it flung the front door open, and the front door wasn't like fully latched in all the way. And so it just flung the door open, and it looked like a exorcism ghost thing, because all of a sudden wow. the front door was closed and then whack, just wide open.
Wow.
Luckily, the dogs were in the cage, or they would have been gone. Their dogs would have been absolutely gone.
I was
going to
say, I can't believe the dogs stayed in the house for 5 hours. Like, I'm not leaving. But,
and I can't believe like an Amazon driver or anything like didn't just mosey on in, or like a raccoon or anything. But no, everything was fine. It was just the front door of their house was just wide open for like 5 hours.
Not that there's anything good about it, but I think the best thing about this is the fact that you had Ring footage to kind of see
yeah.
what happened.
Yeah, good point.
Otherwise, you'd be going, what happened?
Yeah, yeah. You'd be freaked out.
Really
yeah.
unsettled.
When I was younger, my mom took my sister and I to gymnastics and forgot to lock the front door. And when we got back, our neighbor, who was like pretty old, was standing in our living room.
Oh my gosh.
And we were kind of like, hey, like, what are you doing? And he started screaming at us, like, get out of my house and all this stuff. And he, I guess, had just kind of like lost his mind. He went on a walk and thought it was his house.
Yeah, like an Alzheimer's
and
dementia.
And like, we
or
were so
like that,
scared
yeah.
as kids. My mom had to call 911 because she was like, I don't know what to do. And then he ended up having to get put in a home after that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the saddest story ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And scary, like just walking in your own house and someone's standing there, like you, that's your safe space.
Yeah. Anyone ever walk in and someone was breaking into their house? Anyone walk in and saw like, oh my God, there was a burglary that happened here. What happened? Do you have a story? We'll see if we get any calls. I hope actually nobody calls it. 314-531-9898. We're commercial free on the Brett Maga Show, and I was wrong, unfortunately.
Mm.
Hannah's family came home, door wide open. Anyone ever come home and the door is wide open? You feel like something eerie happened? You got robbed? You walked in on someone? 314-531-9898.
Crazy the amount of texts we've had of people who've had robberies take place. Vanessa texted in and said, I had someone walk into my house looking for Rodney, wherever the hell Rodney is. It scared me to death. I lock all my doors now, even when I'm home. And then she also shouted us out for being a great show. So thank you, Vanessa.
Sure.
And I hope Rodney was found.
Maybe he really needed her. Like Rodney owed him money or something. You know, like he needed that money.
We had a listener who just texted in and said, we woke up Sunday morning to find our car missing.
Dang.
This just happened to them.
Yeah, it happened one time when I went to, we were supposed to go to a doctor's appointment when my wife was pregnant. It was like the last doctor's appointment we went to before we had our son, and the car was missing. It was like, dude, where's my car? I was like, dude, where's your car? Like, I don't know. I parked it right here. Like, I don't know. Lori, what happened on April Fool's Day for you?
No.
Yes, it was April Fool's Day. My husband, our boyfriend and at the time, I was pregnant.
Why does it always happen to these pregnant women?
I know. And I went to work about 3 in the afternoon. He got home about 6 in the evening to a wide open door. His cat was sitting in the doorway just looking at him like, what the...
Everyone's a heart dropped on that one. But you pulled it off, Lori.
Well, what's so sad is his birthday was the day before. And he had just gotten a new one of those old school deck stereos from his parents for his birthday. And they dumped all of the CDs out of the container, took the TV. Which was his mom's TV when she was in high school. It was a grab and run. They came in through the back patio, left the front door, and our front door faces not 50 feet away from the apartment complex office.
Wow.
It was in midday. Nobody saw anything.
Thank you. I'm so sorry that happened to you. I've always heard these robberies happen like in the middle of the day. It is so crazy. Trey, what happened with you? You came home and what happened? What'd you see?
So I was on a business trip with my dad, and so we're out of town, and then my grandma lives nearby, so it's snowing out, and we go to her house and go visit. We walk in. As we walk in, we're chit-chatting, kind of hear some noises, and like, whatever. And so we go to grab our bags because we were staying there overnight. And as we walked out, there was a third set of footprints pulling us in and out, dragging the snow. And then we're, like, checking everything, and, like, nothing's missing. And then we realize the garbage bags were gone, Lay's potato chips, and a yellow Gatorade were gone. They came in to grab food and left.
They knew specifics what they were looking for, too. They weren't playing around like,
yo, I guess so.
I want that yellow Gatorade. I don't want that. I'm not messing around with this orange Gatorade.
And it better be a twist top, too.
Yeah. Exactly.
Want to take any more calls on this. If you've ever walked home, came home, and something strange has happened, there was a robbery, someone was in your house, 314-531-9898. Both Sarah's on hold involved knives and guns. Things are about to get interesting right after Benson Boone while we're commercial free. These stories are freaky, man. We are commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. We're talking about if you've ever came home and something weird, eerie was happening, like Hannah's family came home and there was a door just wide open. The wind actually blew it open, but some people are calling in with these stories of like where some of them were burglarized or someone was in their home at the time. 314-531-9898. Crystal, you got burglarized while your daughter was home, huh?
No.
Yes. We had went to church, and it's like, I guess they was watching us and thought everybody left out and not knowing that my daughter was still in the house. So when they broke in through the basement window, she just thought maybe we just came back in because she heard the actual basement door open back up. But she, like I said, she thought it was us, but we was making noise. And then someone came upstairs and opened her door right off the basement.
Oh, no.
And she looked up and she screamed and they grabbed her purse that was right, you know, on her nightstand. And they all ran out. And she, you know, she jumped up. She called me. I'm like, call the police. And we didn't notice. So when she got up and looked, they had somehow took our, like, 42-inch TV and ran down the alley with it. And some neighbors said, I saw somebody running down the alley with a TV.
Dude, like, I wasn't suspicious about it. I saw that guy running. I thought, like, they were just, like, doing a different workout.
I thought it was weird. Yeah.
Carla, same thing happened to you. You were home when someone broke into your house?
So scary.
Yeah, my boyfriend and I were just relaxing, watching TV, and he's somewhat hard of hearing, so we had the volume up pretty loud. And all of a sudden, this young lady appears in the doorway. And at first, we just were kind of confused because she kind of looked like one of his son's friends. And
you're like, oh, we know her. What's up?
Right, yeah.
Yeah. And we were just like, okay, this is odd. And then all of a sudden, she talks and he starts, you know, getting all alpha male defensive, asking questions. And she making it, oh, I'm just looking for my shoes. She had no shoes on. She's like, I'm looking for my shoes. I was in your yard, and I have to use a bathroom. And all of a sudden, he's up out of bed, and he's like, call the police, call the police. And he's put her, you know, her arm, got her arm behind her, walked her out of the house, and she's struggling, trying to fight him the entire way.
Wow.
And she, and so she finally kind of broke free of him, runs off. And the police were there at that time, gave the description of her, and they finally caught her, brought her back, and we're like, yep, that's her.
Wow.
Wow.
Thank you so much for the call. The craziest thing is she used the bathroom. Like, hey, like, guys, I'm legit. I just used the bathroom
here. Barefoot bandit.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
Sarah, you were home when you heard someone in your house.
So my husband and I were coming home. We had just been, like, doing a bunch of errands and stuff, and we
walk in the front door, put the key in, walk in the front door, and we hear footsteps upstairs. And at the time, we had no kids. It was just us two. And we're like, oh, my God, there's somebody in our house. So we, like, slowly back out but try to be quiet. We go across the street and call the police. The police respond. They, like, surround the house. They've got flashlights and guns drawn and everything. They try to go in the front door. Well, it turns out whoever was inside had then put the, like, chain lock on. So we knew somebody was in there because the chain lock was on.
That's so scary.
Yes. So they go around the back door. They go in the house, and we can see, like, flashlights all through the house because it was getting kind of dark. And eventually they walk this person out, the front door, in handcuffs. And they, like, walk him over to the side, and they bring us in and stuff. And they're like, this kid was 12 years old.
What?
And they had found him upstairs in the guest bedroom hiding under a blanket. He had armed himself with one of our 8-inch chef knives.
What?
So, yeah, the only thing he took was an 8-inch chef knife, which I was so mad about because that was my favorite knife. I take it in for evidence. And he stole $40, but that was it. But it was crazy. He was 12 years old. We were just like, oh, my God.
That's so sad.
Wow.
And it's just crazy to think your house was surrounded by police at, like, one point. Like, house. Like, how many people could raise their hand? Like, my house was surrounded by police. Like, that's crazy.
I felt like I was in a show or a movie or something.
Yeah. Seriously.
Sorry that happened.
Sad.
Sarah, your guns were drawn in your situation. What happened when you walked in and someone was in your house?
So it didn't happen to me specifically. It happened to my husband, and this is when we were still dating. He had just been promoted in his unit, and he had just come home from AT. So I want you to imagine being in 110-degree weather for 2 weeks straight. You're exhausted. You've only slept ever so much because you're not in your own bed. His friends get the wild idea, let's surprise him the day he's coming home from AT, by sneaking around in the apartment.
No.
My husband, again, this is before we moved in together. My husband is in full on, you know, military mode. So he hears something off. He immediately draws his gun because we live in Missouri and that's like a normal thing.
Right. Yeah, yeah, I was going to say that checks out.
And so my husband was like, you know, who the F is in my house? And of course, his friends were like, dude, don't shoot us.
Oh, wow.
When the story has to yell, like, his friends yelled, dude, don't shoot us. Not a good joke from the boys.
Like, he was like, you morons, I've only slept like 4 hours. We're so sick. Like, it was just a scream. And of course, he calls me. He goes, guess who broke into my apartment, basically, to surprise me? I'm like, did you draw your gun at them? He goes, maybe.
Oh my gosh. Wow. What a flop.
Thank you so much for the call. But man, that's what
could have been fatal.
That's why you don't scare and surprise your friends inside their apartment. Like, oh,
especially
I got this
those
great
military
idea.
Boys. Yeah. Yes.
Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
So Ariana Grande has been so busy playing Glenda, but that doesn't mean her music career has stopped. I'll tell you some big news with her in just 3 minutes.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby. Ready, so here we go.
Somehow it's already been a year since Ariana Grande dropped her Grammy album, her Grammy-nominated album, Eternal Sunshine, which I think is just crazy. And to celebrate, Ariana decided that she's going to be dropping a deluxe version of that album. It's going to be called Eternal Sunshine Deluxe, Brighter Days Ahead. So this comes in the midst of like this crazy year. She dropped an album. She did Wicked. I mean, so successful with her acting career in that. And now she's doing a deluxe album. So it's going to feature a couple new songs that haven't been revealed yet, as well as some really interesting collaborations. Mariah Carey is going to be on this album.
That's cool.
Troy Sivan and Brandy and Monica. So,
wow.
Totally people I would not expect. It's going to have 22 tracks on this album, 17 of them already being known. So then there's just a couple that are like TBD surprise.
That's cool that she has a different one with Brandy and Monica. She has The Boy Is Mine with them already. She has like the remix of it. And so it sounds like they did something else together that just didn't make the first album, which is cool.
Yeah, so this is going to be dropping on March 28th. And I really just,
I'm super excited for this.
I like these like little extension projects from like Sabrina Carpenter or Ariana Grande. Yep. Like, hey, we can't get into like the studio and make a full album again, but we know that artists like need to stay relevant and people are craving their music. So like, okay, how about we add a couple more songs and make it a deluxe? And we're like, we'll take it. There's some cool collaborations, things that they just
and
probably...
five new songs.
Yeah, and stuff that just didn't make the first album. They're like, you know what? They can make it. Let's do it. So that's cool.
This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Do you have a story or an example when you feel like technology was starting to like spy on you? Just gave you like the creeps, like I just thought it. And then all of a sudden it popped up on my Instagram algorithm or popped up as an ad. 314-531-9898. Technology be spying on us. And Kevin was all freaked out because he's like, no, I know it. It's actually happening to me.
Yeah, because my technology told me it was spying on me. And I still don't understand how or why it works. So I own a Samsung Smart TV. Had it for a couple of years now. Never seen this message before, but I'm watching just a regular channel the other day, and I'm flipping around, and this little thing comes up and says, according to your service agreement, Samsung Smart Televisions collect data about your usage and viewing habits, including device information, usage logs, and data related to apps and over-the-air usage. Currently collecting data now. And I'm going...
It freaked you out,
and it had
it?
A little spin thing, and then it went away. And then I'm like, what was that? What does this mean? What are you doing? And why? Because, you know, you can't, like, you know, watch TV and all of a sudden they're going to make commercials geared towards me.
Yeah.
Is that how they're going to do
see,
it?
See, I think that's the difference in our generations, because I see something like that, and I'm like, thank God. Like, they're just going to show me what I want.
Yep, it could literally be like, I'm hacking your system right now. I'm like, oh, okay.
They're going to make commercials that target you, the things that you want to see, and then things that would make sense. And then they'll give you suggestions on shows that you might not know of that
you
like.
See, I am all for it.
Yeah, you like it?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that's what they're doing it for.
What are you talking about, okay? I'm the guy who watches MeTV, all the old reruns anyway, okay?
So now they're going to give you, like, old people stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, like retirement homes. And,
yeah.
You know, like, that's what they'll give you ads for.
The AARP channel is coming my way. Yeah. Great. Well, that's... What? How? No, I'm not pissed.
He's
I'm like,
just confused.
How? Like, if you watch your regular channels, all of a sudden they're gonna change the commercials on me? Or like when I'm watching like Amazon, those commercials are now
streaming is 100% already changed.
Really?
Yeah, it's all like everyone's experiencing different ones and different things like that. Yeah.
Well, no wonder I get so many Depends commercials. Okay, that makes sense now. But regardless of it, that's crazy. That's like, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really crazy. The targeted ads and stuff, it definitely freaks me out. Like AB has been looking for this camera.
Mm-hmm.
She really wants it. She was telling me about, she was like fighting on eBay for it. Well, still to this day, ever since we talked about it, I am getting the targeted ads for this camera on every single social media platform in like every single way.
That
videos,
one freaks, that stuff
pictures.
Freaks me out a little bit more when somebody next to you says something
like,
and then the,
I didn't look it up,
yeah.
But it heard me talking about it with AB.
If anybody
Seriously.
Has a G7X Mark III camera, please text me.
Say it as many times as you can right now on the radio, because then everyone will get targeted
now.
Ads for it.
Seriously.
Because, yeah, Hannah's microphone must have picked that up, because you've you never looked it up, Hannah, ever? Like, never
no,
Googled
I
it?
No, I was the one looking
it
up.
Yeah, it was AB, but that stuff happens to me all of the time. It happened within my family. There was my sister found this hat that, like, talked about a Brown Lab on it, and she was like, oh, I think you would love this hat. I was like, okay, well, then my other sister, who doesn't have a Brown Lab, never seen this hat, it popped up on her phone and she sent the same thing to me. Yeah. I'm like, how'd you hear about that?
She wasn't
even with us.
Wow. I was assuming there's a microphone, but yeah, who knows? Like, that's what's crazy. So you have a story like this where you're like, you won't believe it, but I got targeted ads. I got ads when this happened. I feel like someone's spying on me. 314-531-9898. You have a story where... got a little freaked out because technology felt like spying on you, watching you, listening in on your conversations. 314-531-9898. When did it freak you out? Because you just like, Technology's crazy, man. Kevin's TV told him, hey, we're just going to be, for the next few minutes here, we're going to be observing you.
Yeah. Well, you
send him a note.
I didn't know the TVs were doing it. Okay. Now, I understand when you like go on Google and you do some search and then all that stuff comes back, but I didn't realize my TV is now targeting me with ads when I watch streaming services or just regular television. Crazy.
Yeah. Technology is crazy.
We got a text saying, my Hulu account thinks I'm a man. I get so many ads for Hims. Okay, mine's the same way. I think Hims just must spend a lot of like marketing dollars with them because I get a lot of ads for them too. But it says, also when I was using Duolingo, I started to get ads in other places in Spanish.
You know what's interesting too, just about like the targeted ads and how their experience, even if we're all getting them, they're all getting them a different way. Like she felt like it was a male or whatever. Mm-hmm. AB was getting targeted ads and we're all getting the same ones from those factor meals, but they were like, you're single as hell, girl.
Yeah. I forgot about
that. They would say like, hey, we know you're single. And then Hannah was like, you like fitness. And they're like,
every food service was like, you're single and lonely. This is how to cook for one person. I was like, what?
And like mine would say like, you're terrible at cooking and busy. And like, how do you know this? How do you know my soul.
Who are you? Bessie Sydney texted me and she said that the week before she got engaged, like she had zero idea that she was getting engaged, but she kept getting ads for like recently engaged. And so she thinks that her and her boyfriend's phone like somehow were synced up or something.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
That's a life hack.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
If you start getting that stuff.
Yeah. I know what's going to happen. Emily, what happened with you and your husband while you were home?
Yeah, last year, my husband and I were sitting in the kitchen after the kids went to bed, and we were having a conversation about the presidential candidate.
Okay.
And Alexa had already shut off for the night. She was like, the screen was black.
She went to bed.
Completely asleep. Right. And he said something and said the word Trump, and she magically woke up and said, I'm sorry, I can't get you an answer to that right now. But like, he didn't say anything that sounded like Alexa at all. She just was spying and heard, you know, the trigger word and woke up to see if she could get any more information, I guess.
She's like, excuse me, who are you voting for?
Yeah. Right.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All your trending stories. We're going to put 2 minutes on the clock. We know you're busy. I'll read some headlines and Hannah, you tell me which ones people need your details on. Like a pizza chain just changed from pineapple on the pizza to a different fruit.
What other fruit?
Oranges on their pizza.
Ooh, disgusting. No.
Okay, everyone who says, no, you better not put pineapple on your pizza, because what's the difference? In Australia,
Brett, you would never do that.
Never, because I would never put pineapple on the pizza. The pineapple's stupid. So is oranges.
No, pineapple is okay.
Oh, great. Oranges pineapples
have a
different
taste.
Okay. Oranges is where I draw the line.
There's a different tang. There's a different feel.
Oh, my.
I could
taste.
Say there's a different tang, for sure.
No, they're so both weird.
Let's just not do either.
Yes, agreed. Amazon keeps sending Clay Aiken's Christmas album to a hardcore punk fan.
Why?
I think Amazon, because technology likes to mess with you and listen to you. So there's this guy who ordered this like album and they sent him the wrong one and it was Clay Aiken's Christmas album. So he like scanned it back and returned it. And then Amazon sent it again.
Stop.
They've done it three different times.
Wow.
They clearly there's some kind of coding error that whatever
Clay Aikens is like banking it in on the
royalties there.
Everyone
who's buying this punk album is just like,
why is there a huge spike? We don't know.
Clay Aikens Christmas album. A new app will literally make people go touch grass before you doom scroll.
No, that won't help. Keep it moving.
Do you go out there and touch the grass and then go back to doom scrolling?
I mean, there's nothing that can help people from their doom scrolling.
Study, attractive workers actually make more money.
Really?
Yeah, like $20,000.
We all must be ugly.
$20,000 more a year for than the unattractive coworkers. It's called the pretty privilege, and they tested a bunch of workplaces and then what people would think on their looks, and the people that people thought were more attractive were actually making more money.
Wow.
Those hotties.
That explains every single time I asked for a raise. Like, no.
Yeah, rejected.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Hannah can't decide if you're supposed to be naked or not. We're commercial-free on the Brett Mega Show. Maybe you can help. When you get a massage, are you supposed to be naked? Or do you have to wear underwear? Do you wear a bra if you're a woman? Like, do you wear a cover-up? Do you wear shorts? Where are you supposed to be wearing when you get a massage? 314-531-9797. 9898. Do you get a lot of massages, Hannah?
So, no, I don't, clearly, since I'm asking this question. But last week, my back was in severe pain. Like, I couldn't even rest my back upon, like, the seat in my car. My back was hurting so bad. So I knew I had to get a massage. I booked it, and I went in, and the girl was like, okay, you know, you can just lay down, go under this blanket, and then I'll come back in. And I was like, wait, like, do I get, like, what do I wear? She said, wear whatever you feel comfortable in.
Oh, that's a trap question. Yeah. Do whatever you want. Right. Feel comfortable.
And
I don't know the answer to that.
I was so puzzled by that. I didn't ask more questions. I just was like, okay. So I'm thinking in my head, like, well, what? I don't want to be the one girl that's booty buck naked on this table when everybody else, like, follows suit of wearing, like, a bra and underwear. So I did not know what to do. I'm texting my sisters. I'm like,
you started texting people?
Yeah, I was like, I have like 60 seconds before this girl comes back in. I don't know what to do. Like, do I take off my underwear? What do I do? And they're like, no, just wear your underwear. It's like a tanning bed. And I was like, okay. So I just got in my underwear.
Are you supposed to wear underwear in a tanning bed too?
Yeah, I thought you were supposed to tan naked. Is that?
See, that's a question.
I don't ever want my coochie just on the thing. So I
wear a thong in the tanning bed.
Yeah, that's what I do too.
What do you do for the massage though? Sounds like a massage was different than tanning bed.
I wear a thong when I'm getting a massage.
Okay, that's what I did too.
Okay.
But I didn't know, and so then I didn't know if I was supposed to be naked at all. So I'm like hiding all my clothes like in my purse because I'm like, I don't know what she wants to see or not.
So you're hiding your clothes in your purse?
Yes, like I was just freaking out. I felt so scared. So then I like put the blankets up like all the way. I have my head in like the hole and she comes in and I seriously was sweating because I'm like, I don't know if I'm supposed to be naked or not. So
I think you're supposed to be
even
naked.
Even if I'm not, like, I'm just naked. So
you should always wear underwear when you are getting a massage.
Really?
Yes.
I think you're supposed to be naked though.
No.
Doesn't it block? I don't get massages
well,
a lot.
Like,
I thought you're supposed
to be. If a girl's wearing like a thong, like she can still touch like your, and like massage like your glute.
Your glute?
Yeah. And like all the right places.
Because that's what I was afraid of. And then like, what about the hips and stuff?
I don't ever need my front touched.
Yeah, but what if they like put oil or something on you?
That's a whole different lawsuit thing.
Right, yeah.
So why would it just need to be out? So I thought thong was fine, but then why would I wear a bra or like wear a bra or not?
Never a bra.
So the bra gets in the way, same way a thong would get in the way, right? Because the material when you're like, they're doing the hips and stuff, like when you're hip flexors, whatever those things are called.
Thongs are so tiny and thin, they're like barely there, but they cover what they need to cover.
Well, is there like, I don't know, a massage therapist code where they can't say, hey, I prefer you to be naked?
Well, as someone who has anxiety,
I don't know.
I have way too much anxiety for her to give me like some open-ended answer. So her saying, do whatever you feel comfortable with, I'm like, well, I don't know what I'm comfortable with.
That feels
with.
Like you're supposed to be naked. That's why I thought it. That's what she's saying. That's a leading because she can't say it because
cats
go to bed.
Yeah, I don't think you can.
She's saying, hey, we prefer if you're naked, but I can't say that legally.
Yeah,
that's what she's saying.
I got a lot of oils over here.
I got a lot of oils over
that I can't use if you're not nude. But I can't tell you to be nude because if I tell you to be nude, like breaks the law because I'm telling you to be nude and I can't do that.
I'm thinking Kevin's got it. I think Kevin's right, guys. I'm not lying. I like I think it's funny.
Is it different for girls and guys?
Good question. That's true.
Like, could you just have your weenie out and have it not be weird? What?
She said weenie.
Keep your weenie in.
But the guys wear it. We don't have thongs, so what about guys?
You have to wear your underwear.
I don't know. Let's ask if anyone out there knows what's the code of ethics. Anyone, a massage therapist out there, 314-531-9898. Tell me what to do with my weenie. I really need help. We're trying to decide if we're supposed to get naked or not. You're not supposed to help us while we're commercial free on the Brad Maga Show. When you get a massage, are you supposed to be naked? You're supposed to wear underwear, bra, shorts. Do you have to wear like booty short things so it's not just like a thong so you're not showing everything? Where's the level of exposure? 314-531-9898. Hannah, you said there's a text message you have to read.
This is so funny. We got a text saying, we were at the Four Seasons at the Lake of the Ozarks with my ex-boyfriend. We were getting a couple's massage and this was his first massage and the lady was like, okay, just, you know, you can take your robe off and get comfortable. But she was meaning after she left the room, but he didn't understand that. So he dropped his robe right in front of her. His butt was out. His pee-pee was out and everything.
He's That's like, really bad.
I'm ready to get comfortable, right, baby. What's up? Oh, my God. Jennifer, you just graduated from massage therapy school. Do you want to go back? And I'm like, I don't want to do this anymore after I heard that story.
So that actually happens all the time.
Does it really?
Wow. Yes.
Because people are naked. Are you supposed to be naked?
You can be naked if you want. That is up to the client.
See, this is a trap. Don't
see,
tell
us what we're open-ended things.
Tell us what we're supposed to do, Jennifer.
Okay, so we normally come in, we bring you into our room, and we ask you to get undressed to your comfort level.
See, that's where I get confused. My brain stops working right there because I'm like, what do other people do? Like, what are the standards?
So typically we ask for the bras to come off just for the back massage. Like if you want to have your bra on, you can have it on, but you have to we have to have the back unstrapped to massage your back.
Mm. What about the butt?
The butt, I don't open up the glutes. I don't show the glutes. I massage the glutes through the sheet.
I don't open up the glutes. So no spreading of the glutes.
No glutes.
Yeah. I want my glutes massaged, though. Josh, you were a massage therapist for 13 years. What do you do with the glutes?
Well, it depends on what the client wants, honestly. Like, I know the whole your comfort level.
Yeah, you guys are tricking us. Like, just tell us what we're supposed to do. We don't know what to do.
The whole thing is about a massage is for you to relax. If the idea of taking off more than your bra and underwear makes you uncomfortable, you're going to be stressed out. You're not going to be able to enjoy the massage.
So what if I just lay there with my shirt and my pants on?
I will make it work. A good massage therapist will work with whatever you give us.
Okay. Oh, wow. What do you prefer, though? Give us you've been doing this for 13 years. Like Kevin said, what's the real secret?
Honestly prefer naked, but mostly more than that even is where you're comfortable.
Told you, nudity. It's where it's at.
If you're up or sweating or something like that, I would rather work.
Have you met Hannah? She's sweating the whole time.
Right, right.
Hannah's like, you don't need the oil. I'm just sweating.
I cannot believe people are taking their underwear off. I had no idea that was happening.
100%. Will you think more common or less? Oh, we lost Josh before we got the answer. No, Josh. Are you still there? Dang it. Okay, I got another massage therapist.
See, it's some big massage therapist conspiracy theory. They won't say.
Jessica, you're a massage therapist, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, what's the policy that you prefer? Naked or not naked?
Naked. I need naked bodies.
Naked bodies all the way.
And then what actually do you feel like? 70% go naked, 80%, 10%? What's the percentage?
No, everybody's bashful. So I'd say 50% keep 50-50 on. Yeah. I've been doing it for like 20 years.
So you're saying you want naked bodies though because it helps the experience, it makes it easier for you to massage.
Yeah, I'm not a scared therapist. I make sure I get into all those muscles, but you got to make sure you drape
properly.
She's a
glute spreader.
Oh, you're a glute spreader. Okay,
I am a glute spreader.
I love that's like a turn down the show. Are you a glute spreader or not? Okay.
Now, well, let me ask
you. Next time we go to get a massage, you a glute spreader or not? What are you doing?
Besides being a glute spreader, Jessica, can you ask somebody or tell them, hey, I prefer you to be nude, or does that like cross some line?
Oh, yeah. Is that the code?
No. So when I take my clients in, I'm like, look, go to your level of comfort, which you clearly is your boundaries. But I say, I prefer, you know, no undies, no bra. If you need them, keep them. I do, however, suggest to women that want to keep their bras on, I'm like, look, I am going to unhook it because I can't work the muscles properly. Like, I always give that pre-warning to give them their boundaries, but I have them too. So
this is the same warning I have to tell my wife when I give her a massage. She's like, no clothes. I'm going to be a glute spreader. It's the same move I try to pull too, Jennifer. Thank you so much for the call. We're still commercial free on Y98 St. Louis. Rolling commercial free all morning long. And we were talking about if Hannah should be naked or not during the massage because she's like freaking out, didn't know. And It seems like it's 50-50 in split. Mm-hmm. You said there's a text message you really wanted to make sure you got to.
Yeah, you guys, Kevin and Brett, you guys keep asking, like, what about guys? What about guys?
Yeah, I think it might be different for guys.
We got a text from a male that says, I work out a lot and I get a massage at least once a month. As a guy, I typically wear a jock strap to keep the dragon away.
Wow.
Like, first off, the fact that he's got a dragon is just impressive.
Impressive,
man. And I don't even own a jockstrap, man.
Like, I understand it. That man is he likes having his glutes spread.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is ready, so here we go.
I feel like rarely there's a hashtag that can be featured as like a good news story as well, but here we go. Singer and songwriter
never
Pink.
Never happens in Hollywood.
No, it never does. Singer and songwriter Pink is loved and fanned by so many, including AB and I's moms. They're like huge fans of singer Pink. And she recently came out to sing her daughter's praises and give a little update on what her family's been up to. She shared that her daughter Willow, who is now a teenager, which is just crazy to think about, she has huge dreams to perform in Broadway. And actually, she's going to take her first steps by getting ready to star in a production of Hadestown. And Pink said, she's more talented than I ever was, and it's such a cool thing to watch. She just takes my breath away. But that wasn't all she had to say about her daughter. Apparently, Willow also has huge ambitions to be in the medical field as well. She says, after Broadway, she wants to be a trauma surgeon, and she's the first person I've ever met that truly makes me think before I speak. She's amazing. She cares about the world, and she's allergic to injustice, and she's just a phenomenal human being. So I just thought that was so sweet to hear Pink talk about her daughter in such a bright light. And Pink also opened up about how her and her husband, they've been together for 23 years.
Yeah.
They both came from families that were kind of like dysfunctional, kind of broken, kind of rough childhoods. And so they're so grateful that they've been able to create a safe space for their own family and their own children. And personally, my favorite quote of this little interview that Pink did, she said, my family is the best work I've ever done. And I think that's so powerful, because I love that she used the word work, because it is work to have a family, you know, be structured and to feel safe. Like, it doesn't just come easy. It takes a lot of work and a lot of effort from both parties. So I love that she said that.
It's crazy to think that, like, we're at the era of people that we grew up in understanding their art. Now their kids are making art. Like, Pink's daughter, like, is going to make art. You know, Britney Spears said about her son, like, saying that she thinks he's more talented than her, like, her. And I'm like, how are these kids old enough now that they can be doing that? We're seeing Northwest wanting to do it with Kim Kardashian. I'm like, damn, like, that's crazy.
But we're getting old.
Yeah, right? That's awesome.
This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
All right, Mega Mind question of the day. See if you can get it correct on the Brett Mega Show. 1 in 5 women do this every day.
I think that 1 in 5 women use heat on their hair. So whether it's like a blow dryer, straightener, curler, I think women use heat on their hair.
Okay.
Gosh, you know, I think because of the story we just did for the Hollywood Hashtag, I'm going to say cry.
One in five women cry every
day.
That's
a good one, honestly. You think only 1 in 5?
Okay, mine has to do with hair, too. I'm going to say wash their hair.
1 in 5 women wash their hair every day?
Yeah,
you guys, like,
you're
never
not
wash
supposed
it?
To.
Yeah, so you're saying, like, it's pretty uncommon. Some people get it wrong. No, it is about getting ready, though. So I feel like the hair is a good place to be, but it's not hair. It is something to do with only 1 in 5 women do this. Text in your guesses. I'll give you the answer at 848.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day. Only 1 in 5 women do this every day. Some guesses on the text line, Hannah?
Everybody said put on makeup.
It is makeup. Only 1 in 5 women wear makeup every single
That's
day.
That's so surprising that it's that low.
I was so surprised, but it's also just refreshing that, like, women just feel comfortable, like, I don't need to wear makeup. I don't need to do this every
single day. I'm never wearing makeup.
Mega Minds.
Hannah and her sisters, their little family trip to the winery this weekend. How was it?
It was so much fun. It's very safe to say that my family very much needed an outing like this. My sister just had a baby 2 months ago, and she has not really left the house much. And this was the first time that she left her baby and her other child. So we really were wanting to get her out of the house, and it was such a great day.
Did she get? She was so excited for it. She didn't get her hair done. She ended up getting her hair done, or did she skip it?
Nope, she got her hair done. Whoa, and she got her nails done.
And her nails.
She needed some self-care. She needed just some time for her, and it was the perfect scenario.
And you guys were just going to go, like, wine hopping, but she was like, I'm getting my hair done and stuff like that. So just going up to the wineries, and I'm still getting my hair done and going all out. Where did you guys go to one winery and jump around? What was it like?
No, so we planned to go to just one winery. There was, at Wild Sun Winery, there was supposed to be a band that had, like, this enclosed space because it was kind of cold. And we just planned to do that. And so we got there and everything was full. So there was no space for us to be inside. And we're like, ooh. So we sat outside. We all got a bottle of wine or whatever. And then it was just kind of cold. And I don't know. It just wasn't what we expected. So we actually ended up, we're like, you know what? We should make this like a wine tour. So then we went around and went to other wineries. And it was so much fun. We even ended up like going out at night afterwards, which for my family, like my family doesn't really drink a lot or go out a lot. And so for all of us girls to be able to stay out all day, be together, nobody fought, nobody got sick. It just ended up being a perfect day that we all very much needed.
This is like one of my favorite things to do is go to wineries and like go to wine hopping and stuff like that. I think my wife, she is not a big drinker. Literally, we've been together for almost 20 years. Like, been drunk 4 times. It's always at these, like, those wineries, man.
They get it.
Seriously,
they
it's
do.
Like the wine tasting.
They do.
You get like these little pours, like a little, like, 1-inch pours, and you're like, okay, I can have a couple of these 1-inch pours, and then all of a sudden you're drunk.
Yeah, they add up. I actually was drinking sangria.
My dad's obsessed with sangria now. Oh my dad's like, tells everyone, I love sangria.
Well,
like,
Rocky I can share some sangria together because I think I'm in my sangria era right now.
I like sangria, especially like, you know, get that fruit in there. It is usually more of like a summery drink though than like a first day of spring. It's like nice out, but bust it out.
I was drinking strawberries. So that's like as summer as it gets, but I was like, I don't care. I'm vibing. I'm going sangria.
That's funny. last time we were at like one of those winery places and we did get drunk, with the winemaker took us in the back where all the barrels were and everything. We just like, closed the place down.
Wow. I did that in Italy. They took us back there.
He's like, let me show you where the barrels are made and all that kind of stuff. You can have some fun on those wine tastings.
Yeah, my family was missing for like an hour and a half, and it was just me and my sister at the table. I'm like, where did everybody go? And that's what they were doing. They were doing like a secret wine tasting.
There you go.
I wasn't invited.
Listen to the Brett Mega Show on your schedule with the Odyssey app. Search Y98.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.